Okay, today's a pretty short one. So in Reish Tez Zayin, in the middle of Siv Beis, the Mechaber says,
on any of these things, if you said Bereimene B'samim, here you would say, it's just like the Baruch of Shehakol. Hilkach, therefore, I'll call Dabar Shema Supak Bo, anytime you're not sure about something, what the Baruch is on it, Mevarech Bereimene B'samim, you should say Bereimene B'samim on that item. Al Egos Muskata, Al Kinla, the Klave, the Chol B'samim Shem Lachila, any B'samim which are meant for eating, Mevarech Hanosen Reach Tov B'Peros, on that you say Hanosen, this Baruch of Hanosen Reach Tov B'Peros. So obviously it's only if you choose to smell it, then you would make this a bracha. And even though these are all minei b'samim, still, since they are meant for eating, they get a separate bracha. The Acharnim are fakfik when it comes to klava, and many of them agree that you should say b'rim minei b'samim on it. The Acharnim write, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that someone who smells chopped up coffee beans, and it's hot, where the smell is very strong, and a person enjoys that smell, you have to make the bracha of asher nasan reach tov b'peros on that item. The Sefer Vezos HaBracha brings in the back from Rav Fisher that nowadays, since the coffee is made from beans which are smoked of some sort, they're already cooked, they don't have a hanas achila, you don't really eat the coffee beans, the ground coffee beans that we use, you don't really have hanas achila from them, therefore, he says that you should actually make a Bereimene B'samim on it like tziporin. It doesn't actually have to be hot. As long as you're enjoying the smell from the coffee beans, ground up coffee, then you would make a Bereimene B'samim on that smell. So Svardim would not recite a bracha on ground coffee because the Kaf HaChaim writes that he's not sure if the fragrance of coffee is significant enough to be able to make a bracha. But Ashkenazim would generally follow the Mishnah Berurah, who would say you would make a bracha on ground coffee beans, but it would not be. It would not be Hanosin Reach Tov Peiros, according to this Rav Fisher Vezos HaBracha. Rather, you would make a Bereimene B'samim on it. What about smelling coffee, the drink? So that we're going to see in Mishnah Berurah writes in Yud Zayin. Sorry, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Vav, we'll see that the drink is only a leftover flavor, and the smell that was captured in the hot water. So you're not really going to be making a bracha on the coffee grinds. So you only make a bracha on the coffee grinds, you're going to make a bracha on the water. So that's why the OU has, someone asked the OU about if I walk by a coffee shop and I smell the coffee, should I recite a bracha on the smell? So they said no, because the smell in the coffee shop is probably coming from the brewed coffee, not from the coffee grinds. And you don't make a bracha on the brewed coffee, only on coffee grinds. And the Chuvas Yaskel Avdi writes that one who passes the coffee shop is exempt from reciting a bracha, since they were just walking by and it was not their intent to enjoy the smell. Because coffee, in principle, is a drink and not an aroma, unless one has specific intent to smell the coffee beans, it's exempt from a bracha. And this is true even though the person who's selling the coffee uses the coffee's aroma as a method to attract customers. So that's it for the bracha on smelling coffee.